As a brand new Unitarian Universalist almost 30 years ago, I was one of those mythical congregants who resisted uttering any words in hymns that diverged from my atheistic worldview. Now, I didn't want to call attention to myself, so I probably sang them anyway, but always with a catch in my throat. But I have changed. Years and years of Unitarian Universalist and Buddhist practice have taught me to be more open-minded about theologies that are different from mine. And so I really liked that last song, a decidedly Christian hymn describing the unclouded sky of heaven, where we can look forward to coming face to face with God, seated in a white throne in a city of gold. No, that theology is not mine. But if I were singing with the choir today, I would have sung it out without even a little catch in my throat. And because I can feel the feeling, an unclouded day, an unclouded sky, in response to the prayers of the children. Religion and spirituality are universal human pursuits, and religious expressions such as hymns often use universal symbols. And I can interpret those symbols and those metaphors in religious language that is meaningful to me. Two of them in this hymn are especially illustrative of Buddhist teachings and UU principles. First is the unclouded day itself. From a Buddhist perspective, all beings possess at their core the very nature of a Buddha, of an enlightened being, wisdom, compassion, clear seeing. This quality is called Buddha nature, sometimes expressed as basic goodness, brilliant sanity, or wisdom mind. It sounds a lot to me also like inherent worth and dignity. But we don't always behave like that as our nature, do we? I know I don't, and I know most people don't. And that is because although our Buddha nature is always present, like the sun, it is habitually covered up by clouds. In particular, the cloud of conflictive emotions and the bad habits that those emotions engender, and the cloud of a mistaken sense that I am a supreme, permanent, and independent self. It is through spiritual practices that we can remove these clouds and let our Buddha nature shine through and experience an unclouded day where no storm clouds rise, enlightenment, liberation, nirvana. The other metaphor in this hymn that speaks to me as a Buddhist and a Unitarian Universalist is that of a king who smiles on his subjects and drives sorrows away. In Buddhism, the idea of kingship is the quality of a Buddha applied to worldly leadership, wisdom, compassion, clear seeing. The Buddhist model for enlightened leadership is the 3rd century BCE King Ashoka, who initiated reforms in his government based on the moral principles of Buddhism. But even though his touchstone was Buddhism, he issued an edict of religious freedom and tolerance 18 centuries before Unitarian King John Sigismund's, declaring that all religions in his kingdom were to be learned from and respected. What sorrows in our world could be driven away if only we practiced such a religious freedom and tolerance. If we exercised our leadership in an enlightened way, what storm clouds could be dispelled if only we could remove the clouds that obscure our Buddha nature. Legitimate religion is less about facts and more about moving away from self-centeredness and towards more compassion. Christian metaphors can help us do that. Buddhist metaphors can help us do that. Unitarian Universalist principles can help us do that. May it be so.